Welcome to the Spiritual Boss Babe podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to step into your power and manifest a life and business that sets your soul on fire, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie Bellinger, and I'm a mindset and success coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. I am obsessed with helping my fellow soul sisters shine their light and live out their purpose so they can experience more magic in everyday life. We all have a special purpose here, and we're meant to share our message and gifts with the world. You deserve to be fully supported emotionally, spiritually, and financially from doing your soul's work. Together, we can make a massive impact in the world, and it's time. So let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast, or welcome if it is your first time listening. In today's episode, we're going to dive into a new, unique, and fun topic around manifestation. And I'm going to share some body-based manifestation practices that will support you with opening your channel to receiving. And I'm excited to talk about this because it's something that I personally have been doing for myself and have been exploring even deeper over the last year or so. And it's been really transformational. And I want to share it with you because I feel like this is a missing component in a lot of talk. You know, no one's really talking about the body-based stuff. And as you may know, or you may have heard, our body stores information. Our body stores energy, our body stores emotions, our body stores belief systems, everything's in our tissues. So it's really important to learn how to alchemize your energy through your body. And I've been into like movement stuff for God knows how long, 20 years with my fitness stuff and all that. But it took me a while to really understand and get on board with, okay, intentionally moving energy through my body that may have been stuck. And when we create more energy flow, more fluid flow of energy, and we create more space in our body, we create more space in our reality to receive all of the blessings that are here for us. So I'm excited for you to dive into this episode. I'm also going to be sharing the real reason why so many people experience fear of being seen and showing up, lack or scarcity programming or limitations around money, or similar patterns in relationships, and how to break free from these things through expanding your consciousness, through energetic alchemy, and through body-based practices. So get ready for all the magic. And before I jump in, I want to share some things that I have coming up or some things that I have for you to dive into to expand even more your abundance capacity and just so much more. So first off, my abundance activation hypnosis. This is a free hypnosis. You may have heard me share about this before. And quite frankly, I realize I don't share about it enough on the podcast. My free abundance activation hypnosis is really powerful. So many people who've done this on a regular basis have reported manifesting more money, new clients, more confidence, like amazing shifts happen very quickly. And it's really powerful to witness. So you can get this for free. It's in the show notes and you can listen to it as often as you like and add it to your routine. Second thing that I have coming up is a free thing that I'm doing on Monday 4/8 during the Eclipse Portal. So that's like a few days away. I decided to do a pop-up free group quantum activation and Q&A call. I absolutely love doing hot seat coaching calls and Q&A calls with my group containers. I love doing quantum timeline journeys with people. And I just got this pull to just do it for more people, to connect with you, to share some magic, to answer any questions, to offer support on your journey, especially during this time of massive shifts in consciousness on the planet and this time of kind of wonky energy for a lot of people. So I wanted to create a space for you to feel reinvigorated, really supported, and to create some magic together. So I would love to see you on that call on Monday. During that experience, I'll be guiding you through a group quantum timeline journey. And this is going to be a very multidimensional experience where you will get to anchor into your highest timeline, receive information from different aspects of yourself, elevate your vibrational frequency, and so much more. You'll also get to ask any burning questions you have around taking your spiritual business to the next level, around allowing in more abundance, raising your vibration, overcoming fears or uncertainty, or really anything that you desire to ask during this call, as long as our time allows for it. And I'll be offering channeled guidance and practical steps for you so that you can leave the call feeling super clear, super empowered, and ready to take aligned action. So you can jump into the group quantum activation call in the show notes as well. Again, it's going down on Monday 4/8. A replay will be sent for that as well. And last but definitely not least, something I'm really freaking excited about that's also kicking off on Monday, officially kicking off. I have been working on behind the scenes on this behind the scenes for a hot minute, something that I've been dreaming up for the next level community that I am creating or co-creating, I should say. And I'm stoked to share that my new membership community, actually our new membership community, the Vibe Club, is open. The Vibe Club is just so magical. I wanted to create something where you can plug into during your journey for ongoing support as you continue to elevate your vibration, navigate the in-between moments, and continue expanding, continue rising, continue quantum leaping. So the Vibe Club is the place to be to alchemize your energy, unlock unshakable confidence, and actualize your holy fuck yes dream life. This is where we do the energetic work mainly and also embody your full power. I'm going to be sharing monthly tapping activations, reality shifting trainings, and you'll have your own hype squad of soul family on the journey with you. I know you're not just here to manifest things or obsess over the next milestones you want to reach. I feel like that's so old paradigm. We've all been there and done that. And a lot of times that just leaves people feeling burnt the fuck out or unfulfilled. You want to go deeper. You want self-actualization. You are here to feel liberated, on fire, ready to take things to the next level. You're here to defy logic, make your wildest dreams your reality, and have an outrageously magical life and business that fills you up from the inside out. And you want to do this in community. I know that so many people are craving community. And one of my biggest gifts and passions is bringing people together, connecting people with each other, and amplifying each other's energy. And that's what I want for the Vibe Club. That's what I want to co-create with you for this space. I want there to be collaborations, masterminding, and just feel everyone in there feeling so energized, so supported, and just celebrating all of the epic shifts that happen along the way. The best part about the Vibe Club is that it's super doable, it's super supportive, and for the first 30 days, you can join for just $47. So the link for that as well, of course, is going to be in the show notes. And I just want to go over some of the things that you will get when you're inside of the Vibe Club. So there's going to be monthly light language and tapping activations, which is something that I have been combining together for a really powerful energetic shifts. You may be familiar with EFT tapping, you may be familiar with light language, or you may not, but you will be soon. But these are two really powerful tools to shift and neutralize your energy and create cellular shifts. So that's one thing that's going to be a major component inside of the Vibe Club. There's also going to be pop-up workshops and trainings, pop-up Q&A calls to transform your mentality and reality, both personally and professionally. There's going to be a library of mini courses, trainings, activations. I have several of my mini courses inside of the Vibe Club, like Divine Inheritance, Embodied Conviction, Modern Magic for Quantum Manifestation. So many things are already in there for you to binge. Things that will support you with unlocking your subconscious superpowers, expanding your emotional intelligence, and mastering the art of conscious creation. You're also going to have an amazing community of humans who dream as big as you and are here to elevate the vibration of the planet. And we're actually kicking off on the 8th with a 14-day quantum manifestation activation inside of the Vibe Club. So excited. So there's going to be collaborations, mastermind, weekly downloads, and channeled guidance from me. We're going to have a Telegram community. There's going to be dozens of EFT tapping videos, hypnosis audios, so many things, so many things. But the best part of it is going to be the community aspect, is coming together to amplify each other's energy. And it's less than freaking $4 a day. So go get your booty inside of the Vibe Club so we can co-create this magical, expansive space together. I want this to be your space to plug into anytime you need to pick me up after slipping into fear or doubt or questioning your magic, because I know it fucking happens. I want this to be your space to receive loads of trainings, activations, guidance, and so much more. I want this to be your space to grow and evolve personally, professionally, and spiritually. I want this to be our space to celebrate with each other, to celebrate wins, to collaborate, to receive ongoing support, and to just expand together. I'm creating this for you. I'm creating this for me. I'm creating this for all of us. So I'm really, really excited to share this, to start the magic with everybody on Monday, and to continue expanding this new amazing community inside of the Vibe Club. So pause this if you want right now, go to the show notes, click on all the links that I shared for these things in this intro, and make sure you sign up, get into all the magic. I want to connect with you. I want to support you. I want to celebrate with you. And I'm so fucking excited. All right. So if you have any questions about any of these things either, just reach me. Also reach out to me on Instagram at It's Stephanie Sage. All right. Lots to get into in this episode today. So fucking excited. I want you to leave this feeling just so activated and inspired and empowered. So, without further ado, let's get into the magic. The real reason any of us ever feel quote unquote blocked is most of the time because there is literally stuck energy in our body that is seeking to be moved. Once we create safety and space in our body, we're able to hold our desires and expand our capacity to receive. I've learned this through many different ways, and I'm excited to share some different practices that you can do that will support you with moving energy through your body. And we're going to get into a lot of things in this episode. So if you're able to take notes, if not, that's cool too, but you might want to. So I'm going to take you back to a few of my stories, and maybe you can see yourself in some of these, or maybe it will answer some lingering questions that you've had in your mind when you hear some of these stories. I first want to take you back to when my light language channel opened. This was when I really understood the power of moving energy through the body. So you may have heard me share this before, or maybe you haven't. I do have another episode where I go a bit deeper into this. But when my light language channel opened in 2020, I had an experience where my intention was to move and release any grief from my body so that I could find my spark again. And I did a beautiful medicine journey around this. And in that journey, I did release grief from my body. And it started through crying and vocalizing and just like really surrendering into the emotional pain of what was in stored in my body, but I literally felt it coming out through the vibration of my voice and through my body as I was, number one, being witnessed in it, number two, vocalizing it and allowing the vibration of my voice to move the energy through from fully feeling it. And as soon as that moved through, all of this light language came in. It was the full initial activation that I had had. And I've heard this from other people before that when they have opened their light language, first there was some kind of somatic release. Not for everybody, this isn't the case for everybody, but for some it has been. And it got me really curious to dive a little bit deeper into
the body and how it stores trauma and things and information that just is waiting to be processed in the right time. Everybody is on their own journey and their own timeline. And things that have happened in our past, maybe we didn't know how to move that energy. We didn't know how to respond to the situation. Our body went into fight, flight, freeze, and it then got stored. In my personal experience, through the activation of my light language and other experiences after that, and having different types of somatic releases, I understood consciously that my body was in a state that it felt safe enough to finally have these releases. And with that, more of my gifts have opened up. More of my multidimensional self has come online. I started to feel more embodied in who I truly am outside of the programming. And it really started to set me free even more. So fast forward a little bit to last year, actually, because this is a journey and, there are layers to our expansion and our conscious creation of our reality. So last year, I was going through a bit of a low moment. I was going through somewhat of a dark night of the soul, and I had this pretty big breakdown to a friend. And in that experience, I realized that there were things that I consciously knew, like, I know this isn't me, I'm not my stories, I'm not my thoughts, but I didn't feel like it was true on an embodiment level. And that led me to getting more into, okay, what, how do I move this energy through my body? Now, I've been in the realm of fitness and healing and expanding. And I've done a lot of different things on my journey. And all of the things that I've done have really massively supported me on my journey. And this was one piece that I didn't really dive into as much up until that point of that meltdown I had last year. And I was like, I want to get even deeper into the body stuff and understanding how to move energy through the body. And I already, like I said, was doing that to some capacity before that through dance, through fitness, through intuitive movement. But there was just some other ways. And what came to me during one of my another journey last year actually was that there are certain ways that we could initiate this intentionally to move energy through the body. And that's kind of one of what I want to share with you a little bit in this episode. I'm going to share some things that I have been doing, some things that I'm currently continuing to explore. And I'm excited to bring more of this into my work with other people, especially because it feels like things are coming back a little bit full circle for me, being that I have always been very into the body stuff, the movement, just not in this type of way. So before I get into the actual body-based manifestation practices. And I call this manifestation practices because it's really all about releasing stuck energy so that you can open up yourself to receive. Really, manifestation in my, the way that I like to think about it and to talk about it is like, yes, we can create anything that we desire, attract anything that we desire, but really it's about releasing what's in the way in the form of stuck energy, belief systems, disempowering concepts of self. Or the not self programming, so that we can allow in the greatest blessings that are here for us, that greatest blessings that are usually beyond our wildest imagination. I feel like sometimes we limit ourselves by thinking, oh, this is what I want to create and attract, when there can be so much more than that available outside of our limited human thinking. So I have this new, expanded approach and perspective around manifestation, where it's like everything's already here for us, which I've always said and always have shared. It's just like another layer of embodying that is what I believe that we are all collectively being asked to embody and remember. Really, it's all about remembering who you truly are. When you remember who you truly are, you're naturally magnetic to everything. And so releasing stuck energy is one layer of this. And then you have the subconscious work and all the things. So we're going to talk more mostly about the body stuff in here. But first, I want to get into the real reason you might be experiencing things like fear of being seen and showing up, lack and scarcity programming, or limitations around money, or similar patterns in relationships. So the fear of being seen and showing up has come up for so many freaking people. I feel like most of us have struggled with this in some form or another. And at many different stages of our journey, it can show up in different ways. And for, in my experience, in my own on my own journey, and by working with people, the fear and showing up is often linked to fear of rejection. It's also often linked to the witch wound from past lives of being persecuted for speaking your truth or sharing your magic and gifts and all of that. And it can hold us back in so many ways. And it can create different energetic blockages, so to speak, in your throat chakra or any energy center, really. But I feel like that is the main space that this can come up in, fear of being seen and showing up. So what's really behind that is your fear of not being accepted, or fear of being judged, or something like that. But what's underneath that, even more, if you really think about it, this was a huge realization for me, is why are people afraid of rejection or afraid of not being accepted? Do you know? What really is happening underneath is that, first of all, I feel like we're hardwired to be part of the tribe, to be in community, to, connect with other people. So that fear of rejection runs deep, but what really happens when we are afraid of being rejected, or afraid of not being accepted, and so therefore we dim our light, or we're not playing full out as big as we can. What happens when we do that is we are actually the ones rejecting ourselves. And so when we can get to this on a somatic level and really call our power back to ourselves from the inside out, you develop greater levels of confidence. You may feel fear come up still, but it can be a guide or a teacher versus this thing that stops you from showing up, or that stops you from being seen. So I hope you're following me here. And when I get into the body-based stuff, it will support with this even more. And also taking action, of course, supports with it, because if you have heard me sharing this before, I used to be really shy. I was deathly afraid of showing up and being seen. And there were a lot of things that I did intentionally to get myself out of my comfort zone to overcome that. But it does stem from some deep-rooted things that are important to be aware of and to pour love onto so that we can move through it. And then we have lack and scarcity programming, or limitations around money. There's so many reasons why this come up, but one of the main things, the main reasons people experience these type of distortions is because we don't feel safe or secure in our body. And this is very much a body thing, as much as it is a limiting belief thing. But when we can create safety from within our body, just because, not needing something outside of ourselves to feel safe, but when we can create that safety in our nervous system, we then can transcend those distortions around lack or scarcity or limitations around money. And if and when these things show up or show their face here and there, we can have tools in our tool belt to navigate through this. Lack and scarcity programming, or limitations around money, often also deeply come from our parents, our grandparents, and it's embedded in our DNA, in our body, in our cells. So knowing that can kind of give you somewhat of a greater picture of the importance of rewiring yourself from the inside out. Because we're in this physical vessel, we are in this physical body. And while, yes, everything is vibration, everything is energy, our body is emitting energy, and our Thoughts, feelings, and actions make up our vibrational frequency, as well as what is programmed in our cells. So when we can learn how to create safety from within and make our peace our priority, we can transcend the lack and scarcity programming or any limitations around money and better navigate that when it comes up and allow ourselves to fucking receive. We are here to experience and express and receive all the things that we desire. And our vibration is what impacts the reflection in our reality and who we are being. And it's all connected. And so those are some things around being seen, showing up, lack scarcity programming, like how it relates to creating safety from within, even fear of being seen and showing up. That you need creating safety from within on a somatic level also will support you in being seen and showing up. And we do need to take action, of course, and do things that get us out of our comfort zone in all these regards. And when it comes to relationships or similar patterns in your relationships, this can play out as well because of programming on a cellular level as well from our parents and things that have been passed down and also past experiences. I know I have experienced similar patterns in relationships or connections, and it really led me deeper onto my path of understanding where this stuff may have come from and how can I truly shift it from my field, my energy, to create something different. And so I've been on this journey over the years of breaking free from old patterns, breaking free from things that have been passed down through my lineage, and setting myself free, opening my gifts, creating a baseline of peace, creating fulfillment from the inside out is my jam. I was someone who constantly looked outside of myself for validation, to feel successful, to feel good enough, from, you know, relationships to the amount of money I was making to business success. And it left me feeling extremely unfulfilled. And the same things were going on underneath, even when, you know, I had the things or was in a massive expansion realm or phase on my journey. Like, I realized that, oh, wow, these things are still coming up. These fears, these programmings, whatever. And that's what led me to that breakdown last year, to going deeper into my body and to infusing more of a holistic experience when it comes to self-actualization, which is realizing our full potential, remembering who we truly are. Self-actualization equals manifestation, because like I mentioned before, when we are being our fully expressed selves, we are naturally magnetic. We naturally attract the things that we desire. What happens is we forget who we are. We have programming, we have conditioning, our body remembers certain things, and we can maybe be in fight, flight, whatever, and you know, all this stuff comes up. And so this isn't about being perfect, and I say this a lot too. This is a journey of expansion, of expanding your consciousness so that you can be aware of when things come up for you, how to anchor back into your truth and power, and therefore anchor back into love, anchor back into magnetism, anchor back into your highest timeline and desired outcomes. So what are these body-based manifestation practices that I want to share with you? I'm going to share three things in here, and these are three of my favorite things, although there are many other body-based practices that help you release stuck energy and open your channel to receive. But something that I have been extra drawn to over the last year are hip opening exercises. The hips store emotional energy and trauma, especially for women. Like, this is where most of dense energy or trauma is stored, in the hips. So when you open your hips and release stored energy, you also align yourself with moving forward in life because the hips represent moving forward. So if you've been feeling stuck or stagnant, try doing some hip opening exercises to get into the energy of moving forward, moving into your next chapter, embracing new opportunities with grace and ease. I have been doing just different hip mobility workouts, different ways of stretching my hips, foam rolling, booty shaking, twerking also is really powerful. That's what actually the second thing. So I'll get into that next, but it's kind of related to the hip opening exercises. But I have been just really exploring with hip opening exercises and also releasing trauma through the hips through shaking. So there is, I mean, you can Google this actually. You can Google trauma release exercises from the hips, or you could YouTube it. I'm sure there's some things on there. But there's a way that we can actually allow our body to naturally shake from the hips, and it is actually releasing stored energy. And I feel like it's best to YouTube this. Maybe you could see what I'm talking about. But in essence, I also do this intuitively, where I will just get in certain positions where my hips are opening or stretching. And then from there, I'll flow into something with dance, which is the second body-based manifestation practice. The first one with the hips, I'm still exploring that. I'm still going deeper into that. Actually, several years ago, I went to someone who does release work, someone who does massage, but also on a somatic release type of level. And I remember that when he got to my hips, specifically my right side, which is masculine, when he got to my hips, he got to this one part near my hip flexor. And he said, "You have a lot of stuff stored there." He's like, "I'm not going to go all the way into it because there's a lot, but just know that there's a lot stored there, and it may be a really good idea to focus on that area in different things that you do for release work." And so I actually didn't at that time. This was several years ago, but I remembered that like when I started getting into this even more. So yeah, it's just really interesting how the body can store energy. And ever since I started doing these hip opening exercises and getting more into it, I feel more in my feminine. I feel more fluid in my movement. I feel more sensual. I feel really fucking good. Which brings me to the second body-based manifestation practice that will help you release stuck energy and open your channel to receive is sensual dance, twerking, or booty shaking. So, as I mentioned briefly from the last one, twerking or booty shaking like is also moving your hips and actually is a really powerful way to release trauma from your hips in just shaking and twerking. I just learned how to twerk like not that long ago. I'm still mastering my twerking skills, but it feels so liberating. And also, sensual dance is a more slow, intuitive, fluid thing that helps you connect deeply with your body by moving in a way that feels natural and expressive, slow and sensual. And I love to do this in front of the mirror, as you maybe you've heard in my other episodes. I talk a lot about mirror work and movement, and I like to do some of these things in front of the mirror because it just adds another layer of witnessing myself in it, connecting to myself, and moving energy in a multidimensional way. So try some of this stuff. Try some hip opening exercises. Set some time for yourself to create a ceremonial atmosphere when you do a sensual dance type of thing in front of the mirror. Have some fun with it. Shake your booty. These are very underrated practices that help you move energy through your body and also open up your expression too. And the final thing for these body-based manifestation practices is something, one of my long, long time favorite tools, something that I've been using for years back in the day, is EFT tapping. And this may be something that you're familiar with. It stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, if you're not familiar with it. And basically, it allows you to release and neutralize energy by tapping on different meridian points, mostly on the face. And you first basically speak to the obstacle or issue that you're experiencing as you're tapping on the meridian points. And then you do another round where you're basically doing affirmative statements. I have lots of EFT tapping videos and activations actually inside of the Vibe Club. There's a whole library of them. I'm adding my Mind Shift Magic to the Vibe Club as well, which is 21 days of EFT tapping and hypnosis audios. But I also started combining EFT tapping with light language because light language is a form of sound vibrational healing, and vibration through receiving it or transmitting it through your own voice also allows us to move energy on a somatic level as well. So I love combining light language with EFT tapping now. It's something that I've been doing and sharing. That's one of the new things that I'm adding into the Vibe Club as well, where we're going to be doing monthly tapping activations to move energy on a cellular and somatic level. But these are all things that you could do, you could add on your own that actually re help release stuck or stored energy and create more space in your body and in your field to receive. And also, it supports with developing and building more confidence within yourself, more remembrance of your power. And as you will hear me continue to repeat, when we are embodied in our power, our freaking magnetism, there's nothing that we cannot be, do, or have. Manifestation, that's all it's about, is remembering who you are. It's not the things on the outside that you want. That's what we think we want. That's what we think will make us feel extra excited and happy and whatever. And obviously, yeah, that contributes to our happiness and fulfillment, but that's not what it is. It's all created from the inside out. What we're all truly seeking in this journey of life is union with our true self, union with our divine self, union with love, God, fulfillment from the inside out. From the inside out. And we've got to get our mind, body, energy, and soul on board. So it's a holistic approach. So I want you to try some of these things. And let me know how you feel after you do some of these things. And there are many other ways to move energy through the body. These are just a couple of my favorite. There's also things like breath work. There's just so many different release type things. And I like to have fun with my practices. So that's why I like to add in the mirror work, the dance, the booty shaking, the just being silly with all of it, too, because fun is a really high frequency, it's a really magnetic frequency. And I believe that the journey of healing, expansion, creating our dream life, all the things can be really fun and playful and supportive. And I'm excited to do more of this in community and celebration, which is why in the Vibe Club, I want the energy in there. My intention for that whole space is to bring more fun, more celebration, more holy fuck, I can't believe this happened. Oh my gosh, this thing manifested. Ah, celebration vibes in community. Something that I have in my personal life that has supported my journey of healing and expansion and stepping more into who I am is my soul family. This is something that the thing I'm most grateful for. And I realize that not a lot of people have that in real life or just in general. And it's something that I feel deeply called to create, to share more of, to bring more people in together. I'm a master connector. I just love celebrating with people and bringing people together. That's the energy of the Vibe Club. So if you want to dive deeper into elevating your vibration, stepping into your next level, just continuing to expand your consciousness, open your gifts, be in community with other people, celebrate, have tools, have support. Like The Vibe Club is the place to be. And I would love to co-create this with you, to celebrate with you in there, to share more body-based manifestation practices, different types of perspective shifts and activations with you as you continue into your next evolution of self and your next evolution of your soul's work. We're at a powerful moment in history, on the planet. We're all ascending, we're all expanding. We've all been feeling it. We've all been going through the growing pains of shedding the old, shedding the not self, and reintegrating our wholeness in this physical body. And it's been a bumpy ride, and it's also been an exciting ride. And we're all in this ride together, and together we expand, together we amplify each other's energy, and together we are raising the vibration of the planet by being who we came here to be. So I fucking love you. I'm excited for what's to come for you. I'm excited for you to just continue soaring to exponential heights on your journey. I'm excited to support you further in whatever capacity that may be. So I love you so, so, so much. If this spoke to you, I'd love for you to tag me on Instagram at It's Stephanie Sage. Let me know what breakthroughs or aha moments you had, or if you resonated deeply with this. Hope to see you in the Vibe Club or on Monday for the Q&A call. Again, check out the show notes. You can find all the links to the Abundance Hypnosis, to the free coaching call on Monday, to the Vibe Club. We're kicking off the Vibe Club with a 14-day quantum manifestation activation on Monday also. So get into whatever feels most aligned for you right now, and I will see you so soon. I love you so much. Here's to your massive success, fulfillment, and abundance in all ways, always, through all timelines and dimensions. I love you, and I'll see you soon.